That's not the recipe for success, for us. Y'all know me. It doesn't matter what the situation is. I'm just going to compete, and that's what I try and get out of everybody else. I've been through a lot of bad things in life, not just football, a lot of good times. And all you do is you just keep pushing through. Trust what you believe in. And, I'm just glad that it turned out a little bit better in the second half. Nothing. We just came out and said, look, man, we just have to execute the way we know how. They're the number one ranked defense in the NFL. We knew they were going to make plays. We knew that when you play them, you know that they're going to, make plays. But at the same time, we believe in what we do also. We've seen it work against some of the best talent in the NFL. And so we just said, man, we just got to go out and do what we do. Let's make sure we just don't do that again, and everyone just – came out, it fired up. There was a lot of energy, which is good. It wasn't flat at halftime in the locker room. And then when we went out to the field, you still felt that buzz on the sideline, which is a good thing. It means guys believed, that we could come back and win. Glad he's on my team. Yeah, glad they picked him first. I'll take being a second round pick as long as that guy's on my team. That's for sure. I love the guy. He's one of my closest friends. Ever since we got here together, we believed in one another. We believed, that we could help be a small part of bringing, our organization turned around, those kind of things. And to see him do that, I'm so happy for him. Because he works his tail off, and he really deserves it.
You said Woods has kind of been telling him it's up to you, or you can get to that next level. Do you see that? Do you see him moving in that direction?
Oh yeah, Woods really good at challenging you, as I know. I do see it in Khalil because I remember a couple weeks ago in practice, I looked at him, and we always are hard on each other, so I said it jokingly, and I looked at him. I said, hey, I guarantee you don't get a sack this period. And the next pass rush I saw was unbelievable. I won't go into details about it and what happened, but what he did was just unreal. And so everyone knows he has it in him, and he did it, against one of the best teams today.
Hey, Derek, on that play where you guys went for two, can you talk about that? Did you think
–
Oh yeah. I didn't
even know that Kondo got hurt. Because I guess it was right. It happened, and then we were going in. And so I didn't know. And so when we went for two, I was just like, okay, let's just execute the play. I wish I could give you more, but I didn't even know that he was hurt.
Why were the tight ends such a big part of the game?
Oh man, you get Harris and Roby and Tlaib. Those guys are three of the best corners in the whole NFL, and they're on the same team. You're going to have chances to, go at them and take shots at them, but you got to be smart about it. And, this is my fourth time playing all of those guys, so you just know, sometimes you'll, Coach Musgrave did a great job of designing plays to get the tight ends involved and things like that. So, I thought that he did a great job at that. I'm sorry.
The go-ahead touchdown, fake the screen and kind of...
Yes, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, yes. Yes, they were... they're good players, It's not going to be a, 500-yard day when you play these guys, but when you can see things... And Coach Musgrave is so smart, man, that he just saw that, that a couple of times in certain areas and certain personnels and all these kind of things that they were playing a certain way... To call that play and just have the trust on a third down for us to hit it, that was huge. And I'm thankful that he trusted us, to do that.
How important was it after the half that you had to come out first possession of the third quarter and drive down?
It was very important, because of how ugly the first half was. And that's what it was. I mean, we all, agree with that. It didn't look like who we can be and who we are. It was very, very important for us to come down and, keep that energy that I was talking about when we were in the halftime and when we came out on the sideline, keep that energy up for our team. And I think that, you know, our tight ends, receivers were all making such big plays, it kind of sparked everyone else, and you know, it was good. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's a team game. You know, we're going to rely on them heavily. They're going to rely on us heavily, you know, for the next however many years we're all together. You know, that's, you know, you can't win these games, you know, on one side of the ball. You can't do it. You can't win championships on one side of the ball. At some point, we're all going to rely on each other. And they came up big, holding them to field goals in the first half. And, you know, that was huge for us. You know, they deserve all the credit. You know, they came up huge for us today.
Oh, wow. That, for you, your first win against these guys, is that
yeah.
pretty significant for you guys to get that done?
That's cool. So I didn't know that. You know, but yeah, anytime you can beat a division opponent, it means a lot, especially these guys, because they're so good. You know, they're, you know, one of the best teams in the AFC, not, let alone one of the best teams in the NFL. So it meant a lot to us. And, you know, I'm really just happy to see all the smiles in our locker room because it could have been the other way.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.